Okay, and back we are on the GM report to the listeners. And if all the technology is working smoothly, I have a couple of representatives from the Save the Sound. I have Alicia Sullivan, who's the Chief Development Officer. And also I have Bill Lucy, who is the Soundkeeper. We'll hear all about that, what the Soundkeeper does, and talk a little bit about some of his activities. And Alicia is going to talk a bit about the upcoming paddle for the sound and maybe just kind of the overarching mission. And I did want to also mention and thank Save the Sound for becoming underwriters of WPKN's programming in general. So the spots have been running, and they were basically, we tried to make sure we could get them running to help support the really fun project that just pretty much launched, and that would be the paddle for the sound, which I think just kicked off, what, August 14th? Is that right?
Yeah. August 14th it started.
Yeah. So talk, I guess before we get into paddle for the sound, maybe just for our listeners who may not be sure exactly what the mission of Save the Sound is. They may not even recognize the new name, but so you could maybe just bring those listeners up to speed a little bit about some of the activities that you're involved with in the the greater Connecticut Long Island area.
Great, thanks, Steve, and thanks very much to you and WPKN. We're really really happy to be partnering with you and grateful for the opportunity. So Save the Sound, which was formerly named Connecticut Fund for the Environment and Save the Sound, we've shortened it up quite a bit and moved to just Save the Sound now. We lead environmental action in our region. We fight climate change, we save endangered lands, we protect Long Island Sound and its rivers, and we work with nature to restore ecosystems. All throughout Connecticut and all around the Long Island Sound region, the North Shore of Long Island, Westchester County, New York City, we cover it all. What makes us a little bit different is we have a really broad toolkit to draw from, and we've produced great results. We work through legislative advocacy and legal action to engineering, environmental monitoring, and hands-on volunteer efforts. We restore and protect all that impacts Long Island Sound's region's environment. And we've been doing this for 40 years for people and wildlife alike. I'll let Bill handle the water quality and Soundkeeper.
Yes, I like his title, Soundkeeper. It's a very there can't be too many others in the country, but maybe there are. You probably have. Do you have a Soundkeeper fraternity, Bill?
Actually, we do. The Waterkeeper Alliance is the parent organization of all the keepers. And my predecessor, who some of your listeners may remember, was Terry Backer, mm-hmm. Out of Stratford, and he was one of the original founders. And now there's 350 waterkeepers globally in about 44 countries, and he helped start that. So this is one of the flagship keeper programs that Save the Sound manages. And the basic premise is swimmable, drinkable, fishable water. So I'm going to talk about water quality. So what I usually do as a Soundkeeper is I have a boat. I've got a 25-foot Parker. And I spend a lot of time on both the New York and Connecticut coastlines. And I've seen a lot of people fishing lately, which really drives home why we do this.
Yeah, I sure do, too.
Oh, good.
I'm in Bridgeport and right along the seawall there, St. Mary's and Black Rock. I mean, a lot of people fishing, and they're also looking for, they're out there and they're waders looking for shellfish and all kinds of stuff,
Yes. Yeah, all that stuff. And I've seen a lot more activity with the, the economic downturn and the pandemic and everyone staying at home. So it's really important for us to keep that water quality high.
Yeah. What's the state of the water these days?
That's a good question. So we have a few tools that we use, and I'll go through them real fast. I know we're limited on time. One is the Unified Water Study. So we have groups in both New York and Connecticut, over 20 of them, that are monitoring about 40 bays and harbors. And we are looking at dissolved oxygen, chlorophyll, how much seaweed, the nutrient loading coming out of off lawn fertilizer, sewage treatment plants, just stormwater. And so that takes a ecological pulse of Long Island Sound. We've been doing that about 4 years now. So that's one. It's pretty well spread across Long Island Sound. And we're going to give some grades next year on each of the coves. But what we do have, which came out earlier this year, is the Long Island Sound report card, a trend, 10-year trend. So you can track your section of the sound to see how it's been doing. It's been getting better over 10 years. And everything's been getting a little bit better.
And that's up on your website. So
that is.
Which why don't you give people the website and some other information, that some reports that might be they might want to look for.
Sure. It's savethesound.org. And if you go to that, you can search through that and you'll find all of these, a unified water study. You'll find our climate work. You'll find the Long Island Sound report card.
Is that Long Island Sound report card? Was that the same as kind of the beach scorecard that came out of maybe 2 years ago? Or is that?
No. So that's right. That's coming up. August 28th, we have the Sound Health Explorer. And what that does is it takes all the water quality testing that all the beaches have to do, required by law, puts them into an EPA database. And we have a website that extracts that information out and puts it out there for the public to digest. So you can go to your favorite beach and see how your grades have been over the last 10 years and if they're getting better or worse.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the impact of the economic downturn, you know, in terms of just, you know, with COVID-19, there's been so many reports about, bluer skies, clearer water. I mean, we'll see what a kind of a 4 or 5 month downturn has done to impact water quality, I suppose. That'll be one factor anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for a long time, we've been working through the Clean Water Act to clean up all the sewage plants. And Connecticut's done a really good job of cleaning up a lot of those plants. Well, Bridgeport, for example, is online to come up with a new plan this fall. It's due by December. Mm-hmm. And their supervisor there has been fantastic. And they're putting a lot of effort into upgrading both the east and the west side plants.
Yeah, that's good to hear that. Well, we are short on time. So I wanted to hear about, an event that is one of your big events of the year, the Paddle for the Sound 2020. And Alicia, if you could talk a little bit about how it looks like paddleboarders, kayakers, sailors, or even walkers could participate. Yeah. So it looks like you have ways for people to get involved. So what would you recommend, and what are some of the different events happening?
Absolutely. Like many other organizations, we've had to go virtual. We used to have a paddle across the sound, all in person, everybody getting together, but we can't do that this year. So we're doing Paddle for the Sound 2020, which is a virtual fundraiser. So we make different categories so people can, you know, walk if they like walking in the woods, or kayak or paddleboard or sail even. Mm-hmm. Very easy to register. You just go to savethesound.org/paddle2020.
I kayak, and so I guess I should try to, I should sign up and just have some fun with it. I mean, it's not like a hardcore competition, right?
It's not a hardcore competition.
Yeah, it's fun.
but there is a prize for the person who goes the most miles or raises the most money, and everyone who registers gets a hat. And we also have a crowdfunding. If you really want to get into the fundraising, you can fundraise from your friends. We have a little easy thing to do with crowdfunding right on our webpage. And we have also a silent auction happening right now to go along with it.
I saw that, and I think that's I'm sure you have some really interesting gifts and services that are being offered. Yes. I haven't checked it out yet, but I would imagine that you've had a lot of vendors help out. So that's another great way to help save the sound financially, you know.
That's true. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, it is a great way to help us out by making an in-kind donation. We actually have a New York Giants Saquon Barkley signed jersey on there. So an eclectic mix. We have a bicycle, which are in hot demand.
They are. Shortages of bicycles, that's for sure.
Some beautiful artwork and other things, too. So
nice.
That's at SaveTheSound.auction. It's SaveTheSound.auction. And so you don't even have to leave your house
yeah,
in order
good.
To help.
Well, I'm gonna check that out. As you say, that would be raising your paddle for a silent auction, which would be fun. And I want to check that out and also just try to get involved because, you know, we're so many of our listeners, we're all, you know, we're so close to the water. We're dealing with the Long Island.